We're talking movies. Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theater is joining me now. Hey, good morning, Brett.
Good morning, Don.
Coming up a little later on, we're going to talk about the six finalists to be the new James Bond. Brett and I never heard of most of them. We'll see. I heard of one or two names, but we'll talk about that. We've got a couple of new movies to talk about. Now, the first one's interesting. It sounds like a good movie, but the backstory on how this film got to theaters is probably more interesting. They got to make a movie based on that. So the movie is Coyote versus Acme. Let's talk about that one first.
That is right. It is a combination live action and animation rated PG. It stars Will Forte and John Cena. And this one has a very interesting premise that I love. After decades of faulty Acme products blowing up on him, dropping anvils on him, and generally ruining all of his attempts to catch the Roadrunner, Wile E. Coyote has finally had enough, and this time he fights back in court. So what he does is he hires a personal injury attorney who's played by Will Forte to sue the Acme Corporation, and John Cena plays a powerful attorney on the other side defending Acme. So we had this one as our mystery movie, as our family mystery movie last Sunday. Everyone really enjoyed this one. It was great for everyone that came out. So we had a great experience on our early screenings. The critics have given this one a 95% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. So very good choice here for families going out to see something here in August. And as you mentioned, though, this movie almost never came to the big screen. And it's because it was first with Warner Brothers and had one of the strangest journeys in recent Hollywood history. The movie was completed at Warner Brothers. And in 2023, they announced that they were looking to shelve the movie as part of a tax write-off. And this sparked a huge backlash from filmmakers and Looney Tunes fans and a bunch of others going there. And eventually, they allowed the sale of the movie. They sold it to an independent distributor called Ketchup Entertainment that's putting this out and is now giving it a theatrical release. So I'm glad we've seen that. We've seen a lot of people enjoy this movie. A lot of critics are enjoying this movie. And go out and see it. It's a great take on all of the mishaps that have happened to Wile E. Coyote over the years.
And of all the movies, that's the one they wanted the tax write-off on? The one that got a 95% Rotten Tomatoes score? That's the one they picked? There were so many movies out there which I could pick better to be the tax write-off. Not that one. I'd like to see the executive when this thing starts rolling in the cash at the box office. The guy who made the decision to shelve it. I want to see his face. I want to talk to him. That's right. Let's get, you know, people in Hollywood. Let's get that guy on the air. Okay. you know, folks out there, you're dealing with those people all the time. All right. Next movie up, The Dog Stars.
Yeah. This one is an R-rated science fiction movie. It stars Jacob Elordi, who we may talk about later on.
Yeah. Remember that name. It may be coming up again. Okay. Remember that name.
And also is directed by the legendary Ridley Scott. So he's returning to science fiction in this one. Jacob Elordi plays Higg. He's a pilot that has survived a devastating pandemic and now lives on an isolated compound with military strategist Bagley, who's played by Josh Brolin. And he picks up this mysterious radio transmission, so he leaves the safety of the compound and goes into the world and tries to find something that's been very difficult for him to find lately, and that's hope and another human connection throughout the world. So we'll see what goes on in this one. Rated R, it's Ridley Scott's return to science fiction. And in this one, he said he didn't want this to be another bleak zombie-style apocalypse movie, but he wanted it to focus on the survival elements and ultimately the optimism in humanity. And it's based upon a acclaimed 2012 novel by Peter Heller. This is a very popular book. A lot of you out there may have read it. Peter Heller wrote this book, like we said, in 2012 and has been very popular as well.
Now, I think Keanu Reeves had a rock and roll band called Dog Star. When you first said the movie Dog Stars, that's what I thought it was going to be about. Keanu Reeves' rock and roll band, because I think that's what he named him, Dog Star.
Okay. He did actually, and I actually saw Keanu Reeves of all people playing a side stage once at Summerfest. So go figure.
Dog Star, yeah.
Yes.
All right, next one's a family movie, Finding Emily.
Finding Emily. This one's PG-13. It's a romantic comedy. It's getting a great Rotten Tomatoes score, 97% on this one. Really delightful from romantic comedy, and it's a little lighter because it's Finding Emily, where this lovesick musician is given the wrong number for a girl that he believes could be his perfect match. So what does he do? He tries to rectify that. He teams up with a psychology student and tries to track this person down, launching a campus-wide search. And this is a romantic comedy, so you probably see where things might develop on this one. So interesting story here is the movie comes from Working Title, which is a subsidiary of Universal Pictures, and it has a pretty impressive romantic comedy resume, which includes Notting Hill, Bridget Jones' Diary, Love Actually. So the critics are certainly saying this, and it has a pedigree for success because we've got that 97% rating Rotten Tomatoes score right now.
And look who's coming back to theaters, Harry Potter. Yeah, Brett Hoffman is here from Marcus Theaters. You guys are going to run it. What is it, every Harry Potter film made?
Yes, day after day, that is what we're going to do. In fact, it started last night. So last night, we showed Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. Tonight, we show the second movie, Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. And it goes all the way on to next Thursday, September 3rd, where we end it with Harry Potter and Deathly Hallows Part 2. There are a lot of great movies. There's seven more left, a lot of great movies in there. My personal favorite book and movie was Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire, which is coming to us now this weekend on Sunday. So looking very much forward to this. If you've seen the Harry Potter movies on screen, you know they're great. You'll be there with a lot of different Potter fans. So go check that out at Marcus Theaters every single day at select locations from now until Thursday.
You know, as a kid, there was no home video. There were no streaming services. And, you know, it took about 3 years for a movie to get to television. And even then, it was all edited and chopped up. So they used to show, they used to have encores in the movie theaters. They used to bring films back as a double bill. And that's where you went to go see them again if you wanted to see it. So I'm glad you're bringing movies back. And you're doing it with The Hunger Games as well.
Yes, that's exactly right. So Harry Potter series is going to wrap up. And then another huge franchise will take its place. Because starting on September 3rd, we're bringing all five Hunger Games movies back to the big screen on five straight days. The schedule is next Thursday. We start with The Hunger Games. Friday, it's The Hunger Games Catching Fire. And then we've got Mockingjay Part 1 and Part 2 in the 5th and 6th. And we ended on Labor Day with The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. And we're also offering this as a passport. So you can see all five movies for only $40. You can make this a marathon, like leading into that Labor Day weekend. And this is an opportunity to get caught up because the next chapter, The Hunger Games Sunrise on the Reaping, arrives this later this holiday season, actually arrives just before Thanksgiving on November 20th. So come on out, catch up on The Hunger Games, another great series to watch on the big screen.
Now, with Harry Potter, do people show up dressed as characters?
Well, most certainly they do. You see a lot of people dressed or wearing the colors of the different houses that they're fans of, but it's very much part of the experience.
All right, movie news now. How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, getting a sequel. And by the way, the original one, the ADR guy, the additional dialogue recorder, was a guy who lived across the street from us. We still stay in contact all the time, Victor Radulich, and he was the ADR guy for that movie.
That's right, Paramount is looking to develop a follow-up to this 2003 hit. The original star, Kate Hudson, is attached as a producer, but production is still in the early stages. They don't even have a screenwriter yet, but here is the most important part. They intend to reunite Kate Hudson and Matthew McConaughey as Andy Anderson and Benjamin Barry. And the original How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days was one of the signature romantic comedies of its era. And hopefully they can put this one together. It would be a great Valentine's Day release. But we'll see when they're going to put it out.
So they don't have a screenwriter yet. Is that important? Do they need one of those? I don't know. I'm not in the movie.
Details, Don. Details. They'll figure it out.
Yeah. I don't know if they need one of those. I'm not into the movie making business. All right. Superman, Man of Tomorrow has finished filming.
That's right. James Gunn announced this week that principal photography is officially wrapped. David Corenslet returns as Superman. Nicholas Holt is back as Lex Luthor in this movie. They actually have to work together. So Lex Luthor and Superman working together because there's a bigger threat. Brainiac, who's one of the most famous supervillains of the comics. So Rachel Brosnahan is going to return as Lois Lane along with several other characters. Superman, Man of Tomorrow will arrive in theaters July 9th, 2027. So look for this one to be a summer blockbuster next year.
Yabba dabba doo, the Flintstones coming back, huh?
Oh, that's right. It looks like Hollywood is apparently getting ready to return to bedrock. So Warner Brothers is developing a new live-action Flintstones movie, this time with Ryan Gosling and producing partner Jesse Henderson developing the project. But instead of the movie primarily built around Fred Flintstone and Barney Rubble, the movie is reportedly going to focus on a grown-up Bam Bam Rubble. So the project is still very early. They're still searching for a writer. But Gosling is right now attached as a producer, but currently not a star. The last time we saw the Flintstones on the big screen, everyone may remember, was a live-action treatment in 1994 with John Goodman as Fred Flintstone and Rick Moranis as Barney Rubble. So it's been some time since we've seen these guys on the big screen.
Wasn't Rosie O'Donnell in that movie, too?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, okay. All right, we have a new trailer this week for Avengers Endgame Encore.
That's right. Marvel dropped a new theatrical trailer this week, and it's for something they're re-releasing because Avengers Endgame Encore, which brings us back to the 2019 blockbuster Avengers Endgame, will be in theaters on September 25th. Of course, this is leading ourselves to the fact that Avengers Doomsday is going to be released this Christmas season. So this was one of the biggest theatrical events of all time. But Marvel is giving you another reason to see it, both to catch up before Avengers Doomsday, but also because there'll be some new additional material in this new release, although Disney's not saying exactly what it is. But you can read all about it. There's a lot of theories on that one. But Avengers Endgame Encore, it's coming out on September 25th. There's a new trailer, which is spectacular. And if you take a look at it, there's a lot of fan theories on what might be the new footage they're going to put into this one.
Speaking about trailers, The Social Reckoning, a sequel to The Social Network. Didn't The Social Network win Best Picture of the Year?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, that was about the story how they started Facebook on The Social Network. Well, The Social Reckoning is here. Do you know anything about it?
Well, it's a second stage in that process. So a second stage in the world of social media and AI at social media. So it's going to be a continuation of that story.
Is this where Mark Zuckerberg's got to pay $1.4 trillion because, no, they didn't catch up to that yet. Okay. What do you have to pay, like $90 billion the other day? And he said, just a small part of our income. Really? All right. Brad Pitt is making a sequel to Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. One of my favorite movies. I love that movie. This one's going to be called The Further Misadventures of Cliff Booth. That was the character he played in the film. You know, I loved the first one. The character Cliff Booth was really good. We'll see what happens. You didn't write anything about that, did you?
I have heard they're going to put that out. It's going to be out in November.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
It's already done?
Yes. Oh,
okay, I didn't know that. All right, let's talk about James Bond. If you're wondering why there's no James Bond movie coming out in recent years, because I don't have a James Bond yet. These are the six finalists, according to page6.com, okay? Tell me if you've heard of any of these. Jack Barton, Jacob Elordi, Paul Mescal, Callum Hunter, Jack Loudon, Harris Dickinson. I've heard of one. Jacob Elordi, because I saw him in that movie, Wuthering Heights. Do you ever hear of any of these other people?
Well, you and I talked about this, like Barton and things we know of, and they've been in recent movies. You know, this might be a smart choice because Jacob Elordi is probably the most famous. But when you look at this, it looks like they're going for people that are up and coming. They're going for people that may be on the younger side of Bond versus who they've picked before. But obviously, they want a lot of runway. And you got to remember, when they were picking Bonds before, they put out these movies quicker than they do now. I mean, you're looking at it for a Bond cycle, probably several years in between each Bond movie, and you want some longevity and runway, especially if people adapt and love their selection. So we'll see what goes on, but obviously a lot of people in a lot of rooms, the bigger paycheck than I am, they're going to make this decision.
Well, they only made one bad choice, according to the people who love James Bond, and that was Sean Connery's replacement, George Lazenby. Ironically, that was one of the best movies in the Bond series on Her Majesty's Secret Service, but he didn't want to do it again. He wasn't a great James Bond, and so they got him out. One and done with him, so let's hope they have better success here. You figure they would get somebody. I mean, didn't they try him out before they got George Lazenby in the role? You figure they would. And really, nobody ever heard of Sean Connery before they got him. He was in a movie called Darby O'Gill and the Little People, for Walt Disney, and that's about it. Other than, you know, whoever heard of Sean Connery, and he's still the best Bond as far as I'm concerned. My favorite Bond movie is still Goldfinger. Mr. Bond? What'd he say? Goldfinger, you expect me to talk? No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die. That's one of my favorite lines in all the Bond movies. All right, so you don't have any inside information with all your Hollywood connections?
Insider information, but we'll see what Amazon MGM is up to. They're keeping it close to the vest. Let's just say that.
Another big thing in Hollywood right now, I see it on all the websites, people talking about it, might be a merger between Paramount Pictures and Warner Brothers. Paramount buying Warner Brothers. Boy, who would have thunk that would have happened? Who would have thought of it, huh? Who would have thunk it? That Warner Brothers might be eaten up someday. And Warner Brothers ate up a bunch of other companies, and now they may be gobbled up. Wow. Who ever thought of that? All right, so let's quickly review the titles coming out today. What are they?
Well, the titles are Coyote versus Acme, a combination of live film and animation, getting great Rotten Tomatoes scores. The Dog Stars, this is an R-rated science fiction movie with Jacob Elordi starring, Josh Brolin starring, and also Ridley Scott directing. And then Finding Emily, a romantic comedy that's getting tremendous scores on Rotten Tomatoes. And don't forget, we have Harry Potter movies every day until next Thursday. And the next Thursday, we have the Hunger Games series for over Labor Day weekend. So plenty to come and plenty to talk about next week. We'll see everyone at the movie.